All right, Marty Lurie here. It is KNBR 680 and Giants baseball coming up. Joined by Derek Holland. What a winter for you and being, you know, out on the market again and coming back to the Giants. How did all that play out? Could you have gone other places?
I had a couple teams that were talking to me. The market was kind of slow. I mean, that's kind of how it's been, you know, the past 2 years. So just kind of waited out. Obviously, I knew where I wanted to be, and that was to come back to with the Giants. I had the option of possibly going back to Texas to go back home. But number one, I wanted to come back here. You know, I want to be back and working with Kurt and Hergy. Those guys made a huge impact on my career, turning me back around. And obviously being with Boach has helped out a lot, too. I mean, I can't say enough about this whole staff, you know, all the way through. I mean, from Wotus to Augie, I mean, Bam Bam, everybody. I mean, they've all, Zoe, they've all done such a tremendous job of getting me to where I need to be and letting me be myself out here. That's the big thing, is letting my personality be a part of the team and then also go out there and do my job as well.
You know, Bochy had the announcement early on and sort of maybe shocked everybody, but I like the player reaction to it of rallying around him, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, when you have a guy like him, it's had an unreal coaching, managing career. You know, it's something that you want to make sure you can take him out on a high note. You know, if we didn't have motivation before, we definitely got it now, having him around. I mean, he's, like I said, he's been somebody who's managed the game so well. And he's a player's coach. I mean, he interacts with the guys, and he's always out there having fun with us and being as close as he can with us. I mean, we're one big family, so to hear him say what he's going to do, I mean, that's a tough decision. Nobody wants to do it. Trust me, we want to stay in this game until we die. I mean, that's the way you feel. But, you know, he's had an unreal career. He's obviously a Hall of Famer. He's a legend, you know, as we would call him. But the main thing is we definitely want to make sure that we can put him over the top and make sure that we end this on the right way.
Yeah, good for you. Derek Holland with us. I kid Kurt Young a lot. I said that you turned Derek Holland into Kurt Young, because Kurt was, you know, change up, he could pitch inside, and I saw him pitch, and I thought he made a big impact for you in that way, more change up. Maybe you could describe what he did for you pitching-wise.
Well, he's done a lot. I mean, one of the big things that stands out was we moved myself over on the other side of the rubber just to give myself a little more deception. And then on top of that, we've worked with my arm slot, making sure everything was where it needed to be, worked on my off-speed pitches, getting the location, which is something that you're always going to improve on no matter what. I mean, I don't care who you are, you're always getting better at that. Nobody's perfect at it. I mean, I heard that from Greg Maddux when he coached me with Team USA, was it doesn't matter how good you are, you can always be better. And he's one of those guys that he had the best location in the game, at least in my opinion, and he still wasn't satisfied with it. So, I mean, those are things, you know, working with Hergy and Kurt, you know, they did such a great job of controlling everything with me, giving me better visuals, giving me better mindset, and just showing me a lot about what I'm capable of and opening more new doors for me.
Yeah, no, you had a great season. It's nice to have you back here. Derek Holland with us. You mentioned Team USA. Tell me a little bit about your travels as a young man in that aspect of your career.
When I played with Team USA?
Yeah.
So that was 2013, I think. I got invited to participate in the baseball classic, and that was something I just, to this day, it still hits me hard, is, you know, I got to represent the country, and, yeah, you know, something that was possibly going to happen to me was I was going to join the military. It wasn't always going to be baseball.
Really?
I have some grandparents and great uncles that were also in the military, so I was inspired by that, and a few of my friends did it too. So I knew that was something that could be what I wanted to do, because I wanted to represent the country, and to be able to wear USA across my chest was just... There's no greater feeling. I mean, obviously, we want to represent, you know, who we play for. And at that time, I was with Texas. So it was, I represented Texas, I represented Ohio, and then I represented the country. Because, you know, obviously, being from Ohio, you want to make sure you're putting all that in there. And it's just an unreal experience. Unfortunately, we didn't get to win it. That was the following classic that those guys got to. But it was such a great experience of playing against, you know, Mexico, Canada, Israel. I forget who else we got to see. Dominican, Puerto Rico. Those were something that you got to see. I mean, we're rallying it. The country is behind you. And it's just, there's no greater feeling than that. I mean, it was such an awesome, awesome thing.
Would you like to see baseball in the Olympics? And I know WBC, you know, we have the World Baseball Classic, but, you know, basketball does it, and I realize it would be disruptive to the season, but I think it would be amazing to see the major leaguers in the Olympics.
Well, without a doubt, I think it'd be cool, but at the same time, I mean, I like what we've got, too, with the Classic. You know, you could go either way with it, because we're still representing the country either way that you do it, whether it's the Olympics or the Baseball Classic. So I'm all for it. I like it. You know, if it happens, you know, one thing is I would like to be a part of that, but I don't feel like I'm going to be one of those guys that would be a part of that. You know, there's so many young, talented guys that are out there that would definitely take the spot, which would be awesome. But just to be able to watch it and be a part of that is just something cool.
Yeah, good for you. We'll wrap it up with this, Derek. You had things to say about the free agent market, and you're a veteran, and you've been a player rep, which I did not realize until you explained that to the fans, to the media yesterday. But tell me your thoughts on what's going on.
I just remember, this is just my opinion. Sure. I don't like a lot of the things that are happening. I mean, this, we got a shot clock, or not a shot clock, but a pitch clock, and everything. This is a game of strategy. That's what this was built on. Baseball is a fundamental game of strategy, moving guys around and doing things that way. Now we're getting to the point to where we're taking that out of it. You're trying to rush things. You're trying to make it. This is a slow game. It's always been that way. I get it. We're trying to increase the time and all that stuff, but if you look at what we've done, we probably averaged only 5 minutes. I mean, it's nothing crazy, and I just feel like it's not as great as they want it to be, or they're trying to make it out to be. And then on top of that, you know, you got guys with free agents the past 2 years that we're not going out and spending. And last time I checked, aren't we trying to play for rings? Aren't we trying to put championship banners out there for everybody? And that, I mean, that's what the fans want. They want winning. They want to see a team win. And I know I made a comment saying about tanking, but I mean, there's teams that have done that, and it's frustrating. And at the end of the day, and I've said this before, scared money don't make money. I mean, if you're not going to go out there and spend it, then yeah, you're not going to win it. And I get it. You know, we've got guys in here to help us to win. So we've gone out and we're actually getting some players in. We just need to see more of that in baseball. It's all about filling these seats and getting the fans to be here. And if you want that and you want to win, you got to go get the guys to win. And there's a lot of talented guys out there, guys that stick out like Craig Kimbrell, one of the most dominant closers in the game right now. You've got Dallas Keuchel, a Cy Young winner who's out there. Nobody's picking him up. Adam Jones, a veteran outfielder who's unreal out there. I mean, I played with him in Team USA. That's an outstanding outfielder that's still out in the market. I mean, you've got several guys that are out there that nobody's going after. And it's just mind-boggling that you leave talented guys like that out there in the market.
Mm. Well, a pleasure to talk to you. It's always interesting. No, seriously, it's always interesting. No, you do. You hit it well. And I'm looking forward to catching up with you again. Derek, thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very good.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.